Will Smith is everything wrong with Hollywood. You see, he had everything. He was one of the most loved people in Hollywood. He had all the fame, success, and money you could ever dream of. He had one of the most diehard fan bases. He was the leading man in all the biggest movies, and seemingly had the perfect family. But as we all know by now, a lot of this was just a facade, and the cracks in his perfect image started forming. Whether it be him getting lectured by his wife Jada for her cheating on him with his son's friend, or while he agrees to let it be posted on the internet for the world to see, or just being relentlessly emasculated, weak, spineless, and eventually even slapping Chris Rock in the most embarrassing event of the decade, it became very clear why today Will Smith is one of the most hated celebrities around. His arrogance, spinelessness, narcissism, and fakeness makes him impossible to take seriously anymore. But after a good few years of rejection, he faded into the background. Chris Rock mocked him in a special, everyone laughed at him, and he just became irrelevant. But having been the Hollywood darling that he was, he needed to change his image if he were to ever stay relevant, famous, or even get whatever acting role was left for him. He had to do something, because his public image was probably at the worst it could ever be. And in recent months, we've all been able to watch it. And the way he's been going about this is a warning to any out-of-touch celebrity on exactly what not to do, being one of the worst PR runs imaginable. And to see what I mean, let's take a look at the end of March, when he released his first album in over 20 years. It seemed out of nowhere that suddenly Will Smith just started popping up all over the place. But ostensibly, it might have just been to promote this album, as it seemed like his first shot at reconciliation with his audience. Or maybe he just hoped his rawness would change people's hearts. After all, he claimed it was about the parts of himself that had been banished, and that he wasn't allowed to talk about on the radio. As if the real him was gonna come out, and the spineless cuck version of him was gonna just magically disappear. But what he got instead was even more ridicule. People just called the album cringy, corny, and calculating, and quote, a pointless apology tour for the dumbest Oscar gaffe in history. He then released his next shot at becoming famous through music, with his new song called Pretty Girls. And the response was absolutely hilarious. You see, the music video for this song had insane production quality, but it didn't take long for the video to get a 60% dislike ratio, from people calling it a midlife crisis to a humiliation ritual, as some people called it, quote, the gayest straight song they'd ever heard. One commenter even begged the actor to take what dignity he had left and fade into a distant memory, making him even more of a joke. So he had to change his strategy. How could he become relevant to Generation Z if not through music? Well, he had to tap into the TikTok audience. With his calculating strategy with his team, he would pour all of his money into getting whatever relevance he could through social media. That's why suddenly people started noticing on their algorithms Will Smith was everywhere, with random TikTokers like Brooke Monk. It was just so strange, talking with people he had no association with and no connection with most of the people being at least 30 years younger than him. It just looked so weird and strange. It was as though each appearance was a calculated attempt by an entire team of people in Hollywood to show Will Smith in a more positive light. Because what better way to get in people's good books than paying off a bunch of influencers and riding off of their clout? But unfortunately, his strategy didn't work. Take for example his interview with the School of Hard Knocks, a YouTube and TikTok page about financial literacy. Suddenly out of nowhere, there appears Will Smith, and he seemed like he was trying to be open and honest with his responses. He spoke about how money didn't bring happiness, how fame was isolating, and some of the emotional struggles he had faced.
And it's a terrifying place when you realize nothing material can actually satisfy you. And it's a similar abyss at rock bottom. And the realization is that what you're actually looking for is you. What you're actually looking for is a comfort that will only come with you totally by yourself with none of this shit.
And to be fair, this is something that happens with a lot of celebrities. If they have a movie to promote or a song to promote, they'll go on random podcasts to try and get a little bit of relevance to promote their movie or upcoming project. But something about this interview didn't seem normal. It was as though everything was rehearsed and way too polished, like he was trying to be someone he isn't. As though the entire world would just forget about all the stuff that had happened a few years ago with him and Jada and the Oscars. It was all too fake and the comments called him out on it. But despite not getting the reaction he'd been hoping for, Smith then kept on pushing. He was going to force himself onto everyone's algorithms until he could finally become relevant again. As the entire industry of Hollywood relies on this, because if he's not relevant anymore, his entire life and soul will be stripped away from him. But it's almost jarring to see somebody manufacture themselves into relevance this much and so visibly and obviously. Like on the 11th of June 2025, when people in London walking past King's Cross Station were greeted by an interesting sight. Suddenly, out of nowhere, Will Smith was performing some of his greatest hits from the 90s. It was just out of nowhere, completely unexpected, and a big crowd started going around the actor. This time, he would appeal to people's sense of nostalgia. The old Will Smith, the one before Hollywood corrupted him. The world wants that so bad, he even told the host of the Broken Record podcast.
The world is so desperate for nostalgia right now.
Yeah.
The world wants that so bad. And it's like people just yearning for, you know, a time when things were a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And he might be right in that sense, but when you actually look at the crowd while he performs this music, it's completely dead and the vibe just looks extremely boring, as people called out in the comments. It was just too obvious what he was trying to do, and it still seemed like none of this would help Will Smith's image. Any of his attempts at quote-unquote authenticity just felt shallow, and the nostalgia aspect just made people sad how much Will Smith had actually fallen off. So he would try one more trick, this time by forcing himself onto KSI, a sudden out of nowhere friendship that definitely wasn't strategically planned and probably paid off for. You see, recently you might have noticed them together. They've now been doing a few TikToks together, and Will Smith even supported KSI at a Legends v Creators football match. But people didn't really think too much of it so far. There wasn't anything that out of order, until KSI uploaded his most recent Try Not to Laugh challenge, which included Will Smith. KSI's audience did seem to like the dynamic, and watching Will Smith navigate a new sphere of the internet, but the elephant in the room was just so obvious, that this was nothing more than a publicity stunt trying to force himself onto everyone to like him again, which is one of the worst ways to be liked in the first place. All being a PR stunt designed to try and recapture the relatability he used to have, but now a middle-aged man with a broken family and a stained reputation. Which the comments would let him know about. Almost everyone in the comments would refer to the slap, whilst others just called this out as a desperate PR move. People roasted Will Smith for trying way too hard to stay relevant, in one of the most cringy ways imaginable. And again, these collaborations with these influencers, especially with KSI, just seem so out of touch. Like he just went online, typed in famous influencers, and decided to go with the biggest one. Even if they have nothing in common, and nothing to actually share of value. And while you could say they have a common interest in music, KSI is not exactly known just for his music. But maybe he just did this because KSI's audience is also known for being unquestionably loyal to KSI, no matter what, and always supporting all of his endeavors. Maybe Will Smith saw this, hoping to cultivate a similar fan base, leech off KSI's one, and try and appeal to Generation Z. But the fact that this is so spectacularly failed really points to one of the major problems in Hollywood. No one cares about celebrities anymore. The celebrities of the past are done. People don't care about the Hollywood industry or the actors involved. You see, his failing redemption arc is a warning to all Hollywood stars. Every year, there's more of a disconnect between regular people and Hollywood elites. Just a decade or two before, celebrities from Hollywood were basically untouchable royalty. People would never hear from them unless there was some kind of scandal or they would speak in an award show or interview. Everything was perfectly laid out for them. The laughs were pre-recorded, the press coverage was manufactured, and their true selves was hidden behind their gated mansions. They lived their whole lives almost completely separated from the rest of the world. But after more and more videos of these people began being posted online, all the virtue signaling during COVID, the Imagine song, from all the creepy Diddy parties and all the out-of-touch woke political virtue signaling that went on for years, meant that their pure narcissism was finally exposed online and people began to despise them. We also saw this clearly with Rachel Zegler. She was doing great, getting huge roles at such a young age. She was literally destined to be one of the most beloved Hollywood stars. But unfortunately for her rise came at the very wrong point in time. You see, once she managed to be cast as Snow White, the dream job of almost any young actress, her real self was finally revealed to the world through interviews, and people for the first time actually came together and saw how hollow most of these actors really are. People just called her out on it this time, as dismissive, arrogant, and virtue signaling. And while she probably was just saying whatever she thinks Hollywood wants her to say,
she's not going to be safe with the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be.
The tone of it all really alienated everyone from the movie, or at the worst possible time when people were already hating on most modern actors and most modern remakes of movies. As by this point, after years of this stuff never ending, people just don't care about what they have to say. We're just now at a point where we dismiss these celebrities, as you can literally smell their false relatability a mile away. It's quite the contrast from just a few decades ago when celebrities used to be praised for their speeches, and they actually did seem to care about certain issues, and oftentimes this made people feel seen, and so these Hollywood actors gained more fans and ultimately more money and power. And so they would do whatever they could to tap into this more and more, saying whatever they thought people wanted to hear. Which is why we can now see these speeches for what they are. It's just performative word vomit to get people to stroke their egos, get them better roles, and more influence. And now they have no power. Look at any of the recent US elections. No one actually cares what celebrities have to say about these people. Or even just the success of recent movies. Not that long ago, people would queue outside the cinemas just to see the next big movie. They'd follow any movie with the biggest stars' names attached. But oftentimes now, these movies just bomb at the box office. People are over all of this stuff. No one cares who's even acting, and the performative activism is just so nauseating. And people today in 2025 just have much bigger things to worry about. Nobody wants to be pandered to. Well, see, I'm just like you moments. All people want is to be entertained, and if celebrities aren't going to provide it, they'll find it elsewhere. And this is why Will Smith just can't make a comeback. The whole situation of him slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars was so outrageous that it finally woke people up to the bizarre fakery and uncaring attitude of Hollywood elites. None of these people care about you. Even for Chris Rock. Nobody protected him, nobody stopped this at the Oscars, and then Will Smith went back and sat down, and then he got an Oscar afterwards and a standing ovation. Without anyone actually coming out of their own bubble to realize how bizarre and sociopathic the industry truly is. I mean, is it any wonder that LA and Hollywood itself is literally crumbling today? It's clear that this is just a dying industry. And so with all of Will Smith's new press tour trying to fix his image, thinking all humans can just ignore the past and believe in anything they're told, it's just a clear reflection of why nobody cares about actors, Hollywood, and all the BS they do anymore. And to be honest, it's quite satisfying to watch it all fail in real time.